Hey, how are you? You can tell me. I'm a disembodied voice on the internet, but I really do care about you. I wanted to make a little check-in for you, in case you need this, if you need to hear this. So, real quick, let's lay down. Let's cuddle. Come here. Cuddle with me. I was younger. I remember priding myself on the fact that I didn't need to cuddle. Because I was such an independent person. I didn't need to follow the patriarchy or some shit, some expectation of femininity or something. But as I got older, I realized that it was an important part of the intimacy that you share with someone when you have sex with them, when you're sexual with them, whatever, because there's a lot of vulnerability that comes with that. And I mean, you know, you share secrets. There's things that you ask for in the heat of the moment that you might not feel so good about later or whatever. And I know in this community there's very little kink shame, so none that I've experienced anyway in GWA, and but there's still societal imprints or whatever, things that might make you feel uncomfortable after the fact. Even now I still feel uncomfortable sometimes after the things that I say in recordings. So I thought I would make a little aftercare audio for you to listen to. And I really am imagining cuddling up with you. Our arms around each other. Just sort of cozy. Checking in. You good? Yeah. I had fun. My dog's walking around. In case you hear her. Chewing on some toys. Not any good sexy sound effects. But that's okay. It's not always about sex, right? Although sex is a good and important part of mental health care and personal health care. If you enjoy sex, if you're sex averse, that's, you know, that's less important, but orgasms are an excellent way to release all those happy brain chemicals that make you feel good. And being with someone releases oxytocin and like just the skin to skin contact and everything. It's a great way to feel better. And I feel like, you know, you can't physically touch me, but I can touch your ears and your brain a little bit. I always feel like audio is more relatable, more personal than visual erotica. It's a nice way to say it, right? So I just wanted to tell you that you're amazing and that I really appreciate you. And I have a few other things that I wanted to do for you. I've got a little meditative breathing or mindful breathing, and I read from a book that I really like. And I did them in different pieces just in case it sounds jumpy or whatever. Secret Sex Ingest or record in small chunks sometimes. But you're worth it. Because you're amazing. You really are. You're awesome. You're awesome. And I wouldn't be here without you. Well, like on GWA. I'm on good depression meds, so I tend to stick around. That's my inclination now. I actually last year went into a psychiatric facility for about a week for some pretty severe depression issues. And Hearing about that can bum people out, but sometimes, I don't know, maybe you need to hear that it's okay. It's okay to ask for help. You don't have to do everything on your own. You know? And if that's something that you want to talk about with me, you can always ask me. I'm happy to talk about my experience there and try and destigmatize putting mental health as a priority. So, yeah. Let's cuddle for a sec. Stay laying down. If you're laying down. if you're sitting up, that's fine too. We can cuddle sitting up, right? That's what couches are for. But we'll do a little mindful breathing. And whatever you're comfortable with, you can imagine either wrapped up in my arms or me in your arms or just next to each other, like physical presences or entities sort of tingling off each other as we breathe together. And then I'll read you something. So let's fucking go.
So, one thing that I would like to do is read an excerpt from one of my favorite novels. It's Patrick Rothfuss's The Name of the Wind. It's the first part of a trilogy. The third book isn't out yet, so I'd highly recommend the series. And if you haven't read it, get to the library or visit a local small bookstore or something like that. Find this book because it's really good if you like high fantasy anyway. And it's always nice to be read to. I know I like to be read to, so. Prologue. A silence of three parts. It was night again. The Waystone Inn lay in silence, and it was a silence of three parts. The most obvious part was a hollow, echoing quiet made by the things that were lacking. If there had been a wind, it would have sighed through the trees, set the inn's sign creaking on its hooks, and brushed the silence down the road like trailing autumn leaves. If there had been a crowd, even a handful of men inside the inn, they would have filled the silence with conversation and laughter, the clatter and clamor one expects from a drinking house during the dark hours of night. If there had been music, but no, of course there was no music. In fact, there were none of these things, and so the silence remained. Inside the Waystone, a pair of men huddled at one corner of the bar. They drank with quiet determination, avoiding serious discussions of troubling news. In doing this, they added a small, sullen silence to the larger hollow one. It made an alloy of sorts, a counterpoint. The third silence was not an easy thing to notice. If you listened for an hour, you might begin to feel it in the wooden floor underfoot and in the rough, splintering barrels behind the bar. It was in the weight of the black stone hearth that held the heat of a long-dead fire. It was in the slow back and forth of a white linen cloth rubbing along the grain of the bar. And it was in the hands of the man who stood there, polishing a stretch of mahogany that already gleamed in the lamplight. The man had true red hair, red as flame. His eyes were dark and distant, and he moved with the subtle certainty that comes from knowing many things. The Waystone was his, just as the third silence was his. This was appropriate, as it was the greatest silence of the three, wrapping the others inside itself. It was deep and wide as an autumn's ending. It was heavy as a great river-smooth stone. It was the patient, cut-flower sound of a man who is waiting to die. I just really like that book, and I like the imagery that whole prologue evokes. It really sets the story, or sets the mood, I think, of the beginning of the story. So, again, I suggest reading it if you haven't, if you like that sort of genre of novel. So next, we're gonna try a little mindful breathing. and see how you're feeling. As your body settles and your eyes close, bring your awareness to your breathing. Notice the breath coming in and the breath going out. Follow the breath with your awareness. Follow the breath all the way in. And follow the breath all the way out. Not trying to change it in any way. Just breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in, feel the breath as it passes through your nostrils. Breathing out, feel the breath as it leaves your nostrils. Keeping your awareness lightly and gently on your breath. Breathing mindfully in the present moment. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. If thoughts come in, as they always do, acknowledge the thoughts without judgment and let them go. Let them drift away like clouds floating across the sky. And bring your awareness back to your breath, back to your breathing, back to the present moment. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. Each time your attention moves away from the breath, distracted by a thought about something you have to remember to do, perhaps, or maybe something that is bothering you or worrying you, notice the thought, acknowledge the thought, and then let it go, and bring your awareness back to your breath, back to the present moment, letting your full awareness be on the breath as it comes in and as it goes out. Noticing the familiar rhythm of the breath. Breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I smile. When you bring your awareness to the breath in this way, you are connecting the mind and the body in the present moment. The word for breath and the word for spirit in many languages is the same. So bringing your awareness to your breath connects mind, body, and spirit in the present moment. Dwelling in the present moment. I know this is a wonderful moment. Continue to mindfully breathe in this way for as long as you like, following the breath all the way in, noticing the slight pause at the turning point as the in-breath becomes the out-breath, and following the breath all the way out, noticing the brief pause at the turning point as the out-breath becomes the in-breath. Be aware of the steady, familiar rhythm of the breath. At this point, you can pause and take a few moments, or as long as you like, to breathe and focus on your breathing. You can also just continue to listen as we move on through this breathing exercise. As we bring this meditation to an end, keeping your eyes closed for just a little while longer, take a moment to notice how you were feeling your mind, your body, your spirit. If you like, offer gratitude for this time you have taken for yourself to be quiet, to breathe, and bring yourself back into balance. So slowly come back into the room, aware of your body and how it sits, feeling your fingers and your toes, becoming aware of how things feel on your skin, and open your eyes whenever you're ready. You can keep your eyes closed. maybe it would be better if you don't open your eyes and just keep them closed and listen to me compliment you. I just want to tell you that you're great and that I really, really appreciate you listening to me and making me feel good about doing what I'm doing. This is an interesting turn. Not what I expected to be doing at this point, but it's generally genuinely surprising and more satisfying than I thought it could have been, than I would have imagined. And I look forward to making more audios and making more people feel good, making you feel good more. And I just really appreciate you being here. You're amazing and wonderful, and people care about you. Just want you to know that. Sometimes it can be hard to think that people do, but if you need someone, I'll care about you. I care about you. I do. I think you're amazing and awesome and wonderful, and I appreciate you, and you're kicking ass. Or if you're not kicking ass, you're doing your best. Or if you're not doing your best, maybe you got up today and pushed play on this audio. And that's something. It's better than nothing, right? So any step forward, even no matter how small it is a step in the right direction. Just keep going. Keep kicking ass. Keep being the awesome you that you are. And I hope this maybe helped you feel a little bit better. Or didn't make you feel worse, at the very least. And, if you want to talk about anything, like the mental health issue stuff, I'm happy to be a sounding board or to help validate yourself a little bit. Although a therapist is significantly better than me, I'm just a layperson, but you're valid and valued, and I appreciate you, so... I hope you have a nice whatever, and I'll see you around.